This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going on, DMV. You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Lynnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to noon Eastern time as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday afternoon. It's a little bit gloomy. It's not Saturday afternoon yet. Saturday morning. So good morning. Is what I should be saying to you all. We got a hell of a lot to get to. We'll recap a lot of the big-time events that happened this week. Obviously, Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders in a very, very unique spot when it comes to that contract negotiation. Commanders set the report Tuesday. So when the veterans come out to camp. The thought for me right now, and things can obviously change between now and Tuesday, but my prediction, my overarching thought at this point is that Terry McLaurin is probably not going to be there. Terry McLaurin is probably not going to be there. And we're in a very, very delicate spot right now in these negotiations. I think right now, all the way until really the start of the regular season, is the window that the Commanders have. And I'll be real here. I think we're at a spot where if Terry does not have an extension or if talks do not progress by a certain point, that trade request is going to come through. Now, Washington is not inclined to move Terry, but I do think at some point in time within the next week and a half, if these talks don't progress, Terry is going to request a trade. There was a lot of scuttlebutt yesterday on social media, and I got a lot to get to when it comes to social media because some of you, excuse my French here on this Saturday morning, some of you on social media were acting a total, complete you-know-what. Acting an ass. Honestly. The big scuttlebutt from social media yesterday was that the Commanders, and I'm going to go to the team's account so I properly credit and congratulate everybody that the Commanders decided to highlight and congratulate. So the post 19 hours ago, yesterday at 1:39 p.m. Eastern time, the caption says, a wholesome offseason. It is Mikey Samris still proposing to his fiance. It is Noah Igbinoghene getting married. It is Golson Yankoff getting married. And then the last guy that's listed here is Fozzie, backup reserve offensive lineman. Bottom line is Terry McLaurin and his wife were not featured in this photo. And it caused a lot of people to go what I like to call Kanye crazy on the X app yesterday. Idiots. Stupid. Means nothing. I can't believe I had to watch grown-ass men. Grown-ass men I had to watch yesterday tweet and complain and moan and groan about how Terry McLaurin was not pictured. You know what takes this all a step further? And how I really feel like, you know, things are in a very, very, very interesting spot. There was a tweet that was put out by a fan noting that, hey, Terry had been omitted from that post. You know who liked the post? Terry McLaurin. And the post that Terry McLaurin liked, and I'm trying to find the exact post here real quick so I can quote it properly, but it was something along the lines of absolutely disrespectful. And Terry McLaurin went and liked the photo and liked the tweet. So anybody out there trying to still decipher, you know, just how frustrated Terry McLaurin is, yesterday to me was another example. And at first I looked at it as a major nothing burger. I still think that it is, ultimately. But the fact that McLaurin went on to like the post says everything that I need to know about where things stand. Honestly. So I am really curious to see how this thing plays out, man. Because like I continue to say, we can have this mentality of, hey, it's just negotiations and things are going to be A-OK. That is probably the right way to be looking at this. But there's also the other side of the coin that I quite frankly refuse to ignore. Terry and Washington, according to McLaurin, have not spoken over a month and a half. Veterans are set to report Tuesday. And there's no real sign as to whether or not Terry McLaurin is showing up. Your guess is as good as mine. Terry McLaurin didn't even know if he was showing up or not. So I am uber curious to see how things play out because one thing's for certain, two things for sure. This is a better football team with Terry McLaurin, but there will be a football team without Terry McLaurin. I don't mean to be harsh or cutthroat when I say that. It's just the reality of the situation. At some point, we have to look at all things as being a possibility here when it comes to whether or not, you know, Terry is going to re-sign here in D.C. Everything's still on the table to me. I don't look at it as there's no chance that he gets traded. I don't look at it as it's a foregone conclusion that he'll be here, quite frankly. And to me, like I said a moment ago, clearly the team better with him, but the organization will move on without him too. So I am seeing Terry like the post yesterday was, and the caption was absolutely disrespectful. Somebody bumping in on line one, Chris. The caption was absolutely disrespectful. That was the post that was liked yesterday by McLaurin. So the fact that he is aware enough that these type of things are happening on social media, I pay attention to it. I note it. I jot it down. It's not the end-all, be-all for me. But this thing, to me, has the chance. And maybe some folks already feel like it's that. Some folks probably already feel this way. But I think this thing has a chance to get ugly. And I had to defend myself on social media yesterday, Metal Chris. I don't know if you were privy to what was on the timeline. I was called a shock jock. Clickbait, rage bait. Anybody out there that has a problem with how I do things, take it up with me. DM me. Get at me. Don't subtweet me. Don't Don't comment on other posts. Come live and direct. I'm so frustrated with the way that some of you all act on social media. And damn it, since I have 3 hours this morning from 9 to noon, I'm going to sit here and tell you about it.
I told you to never read the comments.
See, the problem is... No, I'm going to tell you how a T.I. is, man, because you see what the problem is? Everybody thinks that they can do it. That's the problem on social media with a lot of the stupid comments that I receive, at least. Everybody thinks they can do it. Same for everybody, Slim. Be honest with you. It's not for everybody. And I'll be real. The backlash that I've been getting for looking at this thing objectively, some of y'all are a joke on social media. I bumped it on two as well, Chris. I don't know what else to say at this point. I can't believe I'm spending time during my 3 hours today talking about this. Because yesterday it got nasty online. Seeing the way you all come at each other on social media is honestly, I don't even want to call it hilarious because it's sad. Some of you out there are grown-ass men, 40 and over, bickering on social media, crying on social media, name-calling on social media over a Twitter post, over an X post from the Commanders. Grow the hell up. I'm trying to rage bait people. I'm a shock jock. I participate in clickbait because I'm out here doing what the hell I get paid to do, which is give opinions. Sorry that you always don't agree. Think I'm about to keep dealing with that. You better ask somebody. The bottom line is this, and I keep saying it. I put a percentage on it every time I crack the mic. I'm now at a 65% chance I think it gets done, 35% chance this thing gets messy, and in terms of that 35% bucket, it could go either which way. Honestly, it could go either which way. But the bottom line is we have to, as fans, and I understand it, this has been an emotional offseason in terms of the folks that are in Terry's corner. And when he went out earlier this week and spoke at Eastern's Automotive, it triggered some people. It set this thing off even further. And I get it. You all love your players. But at the end of the day, man, it's a business. So don't act oblivious. This thing can go either which way. We can act like we know what's going on. We don't really know. So when I come out and give an opinion on a way that it could go, don't tell me I'm trying to engagement farm or rage bait. I can't even believe I'm sitting up here during my 3 hours talking to people that don't exist and don't deserve the time of day. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. See you all beginning to start lining up on the phones here. We're riding with you till noon Eastern time. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. As we sit here this morning on July the 19th, how are you feeling about where things stand between the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin? Do you think what's happening right now is just standard negotiating practice? Or do you think that things could potentially get ugly here between Terry and Washington? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Two-parter for you, too. Veterans assigned and expected to show up on Tuesday for the first day of training camp. If Terry McLaurin is not in attendance, are you upset with Terry? Are you upset with the Commanders? Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just get rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday morning. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to. Just getting rolling here as we're talking all things Terry McLaurin. It is the hot button topic right now locally. We'll get into Von Miller and the impact that he can have on this Commanders pass rush. I think Von Miller, and if you heard me the other night when the news broke, I said it then, I'll reiterate it here quickly. Von Miller coming here to the nation's capital, I'm excited about the impact he has on the field. I also am excited about the impact he'll have off the field. Think about Josh Connerly Jr. getting to go up against the first ballot Hall of Famer during his first ever NFL training camp. So super excited about that. We'll talk more about the defense and Von Miller a little bit later on in the show. But right now, though, I want to take your calls on where the DMV stands on this Terry McLaurin situation. I continue to reiterate that, like, people are getting nasty with me on social media, and that's really the premise of all of this for me, as I'm selfishly going to make it about myself. You all act as if, because I'm thinking with logic and not emotion, you all act as if it's some foregone conclusion that he signs an extension, some foregone conclusion that things end up peachy. It's a National Football League. Take the emotion out of it. This is a business. And at the end of the day, sometimes when you're doing business, things get prickly. And right now, things are prickly between McLaurin and the Commanders. What I'm asking you all, though, at 1-800-636-1067, veterans are set to report Tuesday. If McLaurin chooses not to report, are you upset with Terry, or are you upset with the Commanders? And then two, how do you think this thing ultimately plays out? Do you think a deal ultimately gets done? Or are you now starting to open up your mind to the possibility that maybe, just maybe, we've reached the point of no return here? 1-800-636-1067. Uptown Mo wants to chime in. What's going on, brother man? How you doing?
Man, man, you better tell these people we Scorpios and we like to get nasty.
I'm telling you, boy. Hey, man.
Hey, this is a silly ass question to me because I wouldn't be mad at Terry or the organization. It's a negotiation. We haven't had a real GM in so long, bro, that we don't know what real negotiations are. If you look at the negotiation that he was involved with Debo Samuel in San Francisco, it got a little contentious. Guess what? Debo ended up playing for San Fran. Kobe asked to go to Chicago at one point. Like, Lamar Jackson asked to be traded 2 years ago. These are what negotiations are, right? So the fact that you can't handle that is you as a fan won T-Mac. I love T-Mac, right? But I think the comp we need to be looking at, it has nothing to do with Terry. It has everything to do with JD5. So if you want to look at a comp for me, it's the Tyreek Hill deal. Everyone thought that Tyreek Hill was ripping up the league when he's with Kansas City. Oh, him and Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Guess what they did? They sent him to Miami.
Yep. It started playing a different brand of football.
And started playing a different brand and still went to Super Bowl.
Yep.
Because Andy Reid believed in 15.
For sure.
So he knew that 15, whatever he gave 15, right, that 15 would make it happen. It's the same thing with Terry. I love Terry. I want Terry to be a command. If he wants $32.5 million or $33 million, please, by all means, give it to him. If he wants $37 million, he's got to go to the Patriots.
You hit the road, Jack. That's how I feel about it, too, brother. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this negotiation getting nasty, do you think that that's off the table here?
No, every negotiation gets nasty. Randy Moss, like the number of NFL players who negotiate because we have a hard salary cap. It's not a soft salary. We can't go into a tier, a luxury cap. It's a hard salary. Yeah, you can play with the numbers, but when Terry
The phone guys grabbed him, man, Uptown Mo. Always appreciate you chiming in, brother, man. So that perspective is interesting, and it's refreshing to hear that side of it because a lot of you all out there, and I'm not trying to call anyone out, I'm no better than you, but a lot of you all, the best way I can describe it is you all have your emotions deeply invested into this thing. And when you look at it from that lens, I think you're setting yourself up for potential disappointment because this is a business and anything can happen. I think Terry's a tremendous wide receiver. I think Adam Peters is a tremendous general manager. It just may not be meant to be here in Washington for him anymore. And that's the possibility that I'm opening my mind up to. Not that I want it to happen. Not that I necessarily think it's the likely thing that happens. I'm just keeping my eyes open with it. I'm not going to act as if it's some foregone conclusion that he gets signed. But I will say this to Uptown Mo's point. Think about the way the negotiation went last year with Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco. And I understand AP wasn't a part of that. Think about how it went for Bosa two or three seasons ago. He didn't get signed till the week of the regular season opener. So there is time, as folks keep alluding to. But as I say, each passing day that goes by without talks, without dialogue, and even furthermore without a deal, becomes less likely that Terry McLaurin is going to be a Washington Commander. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Mike is in Fairfax. Wants to chime in. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Love the show, as always, man. Hey, just real quick before I get to the McLaurin point. It's funny you mentioned about the tough guys on social media. I'm 54. Back when I was growing up, you had to do it in person or you did it behind someone's back and they eventually found out. or you talked to them over the phone. So there's a lot of tough guys out there, I've noticed these days. You know. Yeah. But you're awesome, dude.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, as far as McLaurin, you kind of stole my thunder, man. I've been thinking this for at least a week, man. It's not about, you think Adam Peters or Harris are really thinking they're going, well, we're going to sign him because he's a pillar of the community and he's great for the locker room. He is. He's all that. He seems to be a really nice guy. He's a super player, but they're looking at numbers. They're looking at algorithms. I mean, these are smart guys.
Right.
So people just don't get it. It's baffling to me how people, I'm not going to mention names, you need to sign it. But no, you do not need to sign it. If you why would you pay the guy $35 to $40 million for 4 years or five? We have other needs, you know?
Right.
And I'm with you, man. If he goes, I don't mean to sound rude, but don't – I said, so Terry, I love you, brother, but don't let the locker room door hit you on the bottom of the way. No, I hate to say that, dude.
No, I get where you're coming from, and I understand the overall premise, Mike.
You need to mention brothers and sisters. Yeah. Yes. No, it's a business.
I think what you said there at the end is the key, Mike. I appreciate you as always. It's a business. And the quicker we realize that and the quicker we look at this through that lens, the less surprised you'll be when things happen. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Speaking of Terry McLaurin and what is going to happen coming up Tuesday when the veterans are set to report, on the other side of the break, I'll let you hear from Terry McLaurin from earlier this week as he spoke out at Eastern's Automotive Group and gave plenty of insight about what his future plans may be here. Before we get to that, let's get to CJ in D.C. wants to chime in. CJ, tell him get the hell out of the way. CJ.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? Look, I heard you honking your horn, brother. Tell him get the hell on, man. Tell him you got places to be, brother.
Kids just ran through the gas station, man, by itself like a 5-year-old. But
oh,
yeah, man.
Wow. Where you at, CJ? Hold on now. If we got to report something, I'm a vigilante too now, brother. Don't forget, man. I'm a neighborhood hero.
Ninth Street, man.
Ninth Street. Somebody,
Northwest,
if y'all
yeah.
there listening, Ninth Street Northwest is a baby running around. You know, it almost reminded me of, I don't know if you've seen that Dave Chappelle joint where he first came back home early 2000s and he was talking about, you know what, I'm going to tell you that story off air, CJ.
I know where you're going with
it. what you got though on Terry McLaurin?
Yeah. I mean, my deal on Terry is, man, I don't know if I'm in the majority. I've been busy as hell this week, so I haven't really been able to follow it. But I think Terry a hell of a player, right? And I'm being honest. Like, in the off season, I was loving that we were possibly going to go after T. Higgins. I was loving that, you know. But when it comes to Terry, I think Terry's a great individual. I think he's a great football player. But even before last year with J.D., I have to be honest. Maybe my football acumen ain't what I think it is. I coach high school football. But I just always thought that he would be a great comp to something else. He had a great season last year.
Yeah.
But I'm not willing to give him $35 million. I can see 30 or 30, 31 and a half, 32. But if he's trying to go up and beyond and really being that Jamar Chase Jefferson, I can't go there with him. Especially when we still have so many needs.
I definitely think there is a point of no return, and that's kind of what you're alluding to. And I think that's what fans are missing here. We don't know, one, what McLaurin's asking for, two, what offer that they've given him to this point. But I do think folks got to realize, like, it's no slight to Terry from Adam Peters and company.
Yeah.
If him and his agency are asking for Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase type money, we can't boogie. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So,
like I was saying, like, it's crazy that a slight is $31-32 million. I mean, I don't know what they actually offered, but if that is what they offered, man, that should get the deal done, man.
And I feel the same way. But until we know it, I don't want to look at Terry sideways and call him greedy or whatever. But it's a messy negotiation. CJ, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, right, brother. 1-800-636-1067. That's the tough part here. And Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported it two nights ago, I believe, Metal Chris, we were together, that McLaurin is looking to eclipse $30 million annually. Now, that can mean $38 million, $39 million. The thought, and this is my line of thinking here, I feel like Terry is asking for market value. That's what he reiterated at the Eastern Motor Shoot. And market value for Terry McLaurin's production and Terry McLaurin's age, I continue to believe the framework of that DK Metcalf deal is where Terry and company should be negotiating from. Right? I believe the official number for DK was 32.9. If you're Terry, like, does getting to 33 and a half move the needle for you? And I would have to think from a McLaurin standpoint that would get it done. What I believe is happening here, and this is just pure speculation here, but it's informed speculation. I don't think that Adam Peters and company have offered McLaurin a deal that eclipses $30 million. I think they're looking at Mike Evans in his deal. I think they're looking at T. Higgins in his deal and putting Terry McLaurin in that bucket. Is that fair? No. Do I understand it? Yes. Is it frustrating? Yes. Because the bottom line is, and I want to steal a page out of my pal Danny Ruye's book, I thought he hit it smack on the head the other day. For years, especially fans in my demographic, man, I'm 27. I didn't get to see some of the glory years the way you all did. I had to watch Bruce Allen make terrible decisions, Vinny Serrato make bad decisions, Scott McLuhan, you name it. So I've begged for a general manager to come in here and be competent. Our GM is actually GMing, and now people are all of a sudden in a tizzy about it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. Also coming up, we'll let you hear from Terry McLaurin specifically on his plans coming up for training camp. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. And that's baseball. Yes. Nationals baseball coming your way a little bit later on this afternoon right here on The Fan. The fellas yesterday playing their first game out of the Major League Baseball All-Star break. And let's just say it did not go too well. Curly W's 1-6 since Miguel Cairo took over as the interim skipper here in D.C. Yesterday it was Manny Machado with a grand slam sealing the Padres' win as the Nats battled all the way until that ninth inning. And then, of course, as soon as you're looking to, you know, potentially get some value for a guy like Kyle Finnegan, he absolutely melts yesterday when you needed him the most. Take your calls to 1-800-636-1067. Where do you stand when it comes to Terry McLaurin right now? Do you think what's happening right now is just posturing and negotiating, or do you think things are actually in a pretty rough spot right now? 1-800-636-1067. Another data point that came out earlier this week was ESPN and their insiders, talking to executives and scouts and coaches around the league, and they put together their top 10 wide receiver list. Terry McLaurin, the first honorable mention. So, league-wide, when you talk to personnel people, not considered a top 10 guy. So, how does that influence negotiations? I'm not sure, but I do know this. Say what you want about whether he's top 10 or not. Wide receiver, arguably the deepest position group in the NFL. He produces, and he produces when his team needs him the most. No coincidence that Terry McLaurin scored in every postseason game for the Washington Commanders this year. He is big time. The question is, how will age, money, and all of the above factor into how much he actually matters to the Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Wants to chime in. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, Coach? How you doing?
Good, brother.
The way I look at it, man, when they say about Terry McLaurin, when they talk about Terry McLaurin not being a top 10 receiver, you got to look at him being one of the most durable wide receivers over the last 6-7 years, playing with about 13 different quarterbacks. And look what he did with 1 year with a good quarterback. So I say Terry McLaurin going to be one of your top 5 receivers this year in the league, no question.
And I think I think you can make the argument, Drew, that he was that last year, second in the NFL in touchdown receptions, big play threat, one of the highest quarterback ratings when targeted. So all the metrics point towards him being a top 10 guy. I just think it's subjective, yeah, right? Because you're talking about what is the deepest position group in the NFL.
Yeah, but I think if we had a real comparable number two to Terry, you know, I understand we got Debo. But Debo is your gadget guy. You know, he's your gadget guy. But if they had another true two beside Terry, then I'd say you do a Bill Belichick. You know, you get him while they still got some good mileage on him. But right now we got a very good window open to get him right now. And the salary cap will go up next year. He's going to be even more expensive next year. So go ahead and take care of him now while you got a 2 or 3 year window to play with Jaden Daniels. Man, go ahead and get this trophy here to D.C., man, so we can get our party on.
I think that's what a lot of people want to see happen. Drew, I appreciate the call as always. So one thing that Drew brought up that just kind of sparked my thought process here a little bit is the idea of having complementary pieces for McLaurin, better complementary pieces for McLaurin. I remember during mandatory minicamp, the tweet that, you know, went viral when, you know, me and other members of the beat, you know, tweeted out what had happened to Noah Brown. Video surfaced of him yesterday getting in some damn good work. So he is expected to be ready to go once training camp opens. If not, I would expect a short stint on the pup list, but I wouldn't expect it to be long. He mentioned, last call, he mentioned Debo Samuel being a quote, gadget guy. And I don't think he was trying to slight Debo at all by saying that. It's just kind of how we've labeled him here. I'll say this. I've said it all offseason. Bookmark it. I remember back in March sitting in with Toby Altizer right here, sitting in for B. Mitchell Finley. I think Debo Samuel leads this team in touchdowns this year, and I think Debo Samuel is going to flirt with a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of season. I think he's motivated. I think he's in shape. And I think he's in the perfect offense that really fits his skill set. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7 is the number. John is in Newburgh. Wants to chime in. What's going on, John?
Hey, Linnell, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
I think the main thing we have is one aspect you have to think about is Terry took his shot, and it's not working out for him. And it's basically something that he started. And what you got to look at is whether or not, if he can't get his way, how is he going to act and perform if he's knocked down a couple notches from where he thinks he's at right now and how he's going to perform? Because I think it's going to be, you know, the whole thing is other announcers are saying that the ball is in the commander's court, and it really isn't. I mean, Linnell, the only player that had the kind of juice that could walk in and demand a salary restructure was Saquon Barkley.
So I think you make a very interesting point, John. And it's
Linnell, when Saquon went in there, his negotiation was 10 minutes because Howie gave him whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing is with Terry. I mean, he took his shot. I don't think they're going to give him what he wants. And can he bring himself down? Can he be knocked down a couple notches?
Well, it doesn't seem based on the tone that he spoke with earlier this week, doesn't seem like he's interested in budging off of his number. The frustrating part about all of this and why it's so difficult to even speculate on, John, is because there just haven't been conversation.
Right.
And when there's no conversation, there's no opportunity for a counteroffer. You can't really go back and forth. So that's why I continue to say everyone's looking at this through this emotional lens.
Yeah, they need to get the emotions. You have other announcers saying, "Oh, the ball's in the commander's court." Well, not really. I mean, they can tell him, "Hey, you're signed for one more year. You better show up to training camp and perform."
And that's where they have the ultimate leverage, in my opinion, John, is that he is under contract and there is an obligation to show up.
Can Terry be knocked, and I'm going to use this terminology, can he be knocked off his high horse a couple notches and still come back and be able to perform?
I'm not worried about him performing, John, and I appreciate the call because I think he's the consummate professional. What I do worry about is this relationship between the team and McLaurin getting to a point of no return. How far are we away from that? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, as promised, we'll let you hear some of Terry McLaurin from earlier this week out at Easter's Automotive, wearing it all on his sleeve, letting the public know things not as peachy as it may seem between him and Washington. So I just saw a tweet from our guy John Keim of ESPN, and wow. The Commanders paid Von Miller a pretty penny to come here to the nation's capital. We'll get to the details of Von Miller's contract coming up here as we ease our way into the 10 o'clock hour. Wow. That is very, very interesting in terms of it's an incentive-laden deal for Miller, but the initial base salary interesting to me as well. Right now, I want to continue to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. I also want to let you hear from Terry McLaurin from earlier this week out at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to come our way coming up at noon. We'll hand things over to him once we're done. Just hopped off the horn with the DOC in the last commercial break. You're going to want to stick around and keep it live and local on the Fan to hear what he has to say about Terry McLaurin, because Super Bowl winning tight end has no patience for whining during negotiations. So just to give you a little teaser of what Doc is thinking. But let's go to Greg in Gaithersburg, who wants to chime in on this Terry McLaurin situation. Greg, do you think what's happening right now is just negotiating, or does this have the chance to potentially get ugly here?
Well, let me ask you this. Who is it? Is his agent Rosenhaus?
No, his agent is Buddy Baker of the Exclusive Sports Group.
Okay. I think it'll eventually work out. You know, you got to keep in mind, he's, what, 30 or going to be 30? And with all the work that your receivers get, that's up in years. And right now, I think the Commanders have the leverage because he's got one more year on his contract. And if he comes out and doesn't perform real well, he has no leverage. And, you know, it just gives them more incentive to work out a Commander's favorite deal. I mean, I don't know what the offer is on the table. Does anybody know what the current offer is?
No one knows what's on the table, but it's being reported that McLaurin is asking to eclipse $30 million annually. So you would have to assume that the Commander's offer to this point has not eclipsed $30 million. That's just my hunch.
How about the length of the contract?
Yeah, I feel like the length is, if you're Terry McLaurin and his agent, there's not much leverage you have in terms of the length, right? At max, you're going to get a three-year deal because you are going into your age 30 season. So I think that's the one part of the negotiation, Greg, that his camp's got to be willing to concede. What I think the holdup is the AAV talking about whether it's $30 million annually or under, and the signing bonus. And if you're looking and comparing it back to DK Metcalf, who signed earlier this offseason with Pittsburgh, the number that I think Terry probably wants to get to is closer to $34 million and then somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 to $65 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, the ownership of the Commanders, they've dealt with all the other teams that these guys are involved with. They've dealt with these high-priced players and probably know how to handle them a lot better than most owners. But I think that if Terry was smart, he would just let this ride for a while, come out and play, give it his best season, and give him more leverage. And then, you know, if it doesn't work out after this year, they can always put a franchise tag on him, can't they?
Well, I don't think if he's not willing to sign, if he's not willing to agree to terms on a deal now, I don't think he would want the franchise tag, Greg. But every time someone brings up the franchise tag, I'm curious, because if you're a McLaurin, like, what is your incentive to sign a one-year deal? I think if he was just looking for a one-year deal, they would throw him some bonus guaranteed money on this year's salary, and we'd all be, you know, quiet about this thing. I do want to let you all hear from the wide receiver of the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin. He spoke earlier this week out at Eastern's Automotive Group and had this to say about his plans coming up Tuesday and whether or not he's going to report to training camp or not.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day, and you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
That's Terry McLaurin addressing whether or not he's going to show up to camp or not. He doesn't even know if he's showing up or not. So just to give you some insight in terms of, like, how real this is, how fluid this is, that was earlier this week, and McLaurin didn't even know whether or not he was going to show up. So this idea that, you know, it's some foregone conclusion that he signs, I think is not looking at this objectively. I think it's being biased. And honestly, I think it involves the emotion being taken out of this thing. And I think everyone's reiterated this throughout this entire process. We all love Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is a pro's pro. He embodies what it means to be a Commander, and he's a damn good wide receiver. The question is going to be, do the Commanders feel that way? And they can say that they want McLaurin to be here long-term all they want. McLaurin alluded to it earlier this week. You can give me all the praise when it's time to give me praise, but when it's time to sit down at that negotiating table and really determine my value, understanding that dollar signs is what really constitutes someone's worth in the NFL and their value, speak with the money, not words. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. First hour in the books as we take you around the DMV here on this Saturday morning into this Saturday afternoon. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes at you at that time. When we come back, We'll reset things here. We'll let you hear more from Terry McLaurin, plus the contract details for new Commanders pass rusher Von Miller officially out. Too much or too little? We'll discuss that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.